has told me about it. It happened on Atlanta Highway westbound.
What I'm saying is, are you seeing more deer in the morning or evening or just anytime?
Both. The other night at 6:20 on the side of the road, a fawn, a good sized one too. Anyway, there are threats to the our cars out there all over the place, including drivers who seem, I'm not the only one who's noticed, getting worse. So protect yourself. You know, when you get clobbered, look, you get, there's a lot of grief you go through. The one thing you get to decide is who's going to fix your car. Alabama law states that. Choose MPB. We've been telling you for years. It's not just us. When you bring your car there, their work ethic demands a good as new, maybe better result, and they do it time after time after time, and have been doing it for quite a long, long time, over four decades. Donnie and now Brandon Turner, it's a great team. So get the best result possible. Choose MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Up next.
Joey, 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 Joey.
Today, your Savior was born in David's town. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a feeding box. You know, that story never gets old. We pray that this holiday season, you will be surrounded by the Christ Jesus, family, and friends. So from our family at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Montgomery and Prattville, to your family, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Biden due to speak later this morning about the November employment report, released short time ago, turned out to be a big miss from what the experts had been expecting. Employers added just 210,000 jobs last month, far fewer than the 500,000 plus that economists were looking for. The unemployment rate did fall. It dropped from 4.6 to 4.2%. The Senate has given final congressional approval to a stopgap spending bill, one that will keep the federal government up and running for another couple of months. No partial government shutdown, at least at this time. The bill now goes to President Biden. He's expected to sign it soon. The coronavirus Omicron variant is spreading worldwide. The U.S. not immune. It has now been identified in five U.S. states. This is SRN News.
This entertainment answer brought to you by Exergen. Which film had me hooked as soon as I saw the trailer? It was the animated sequel, Sing 2. This holiday season, the new chapter in Illumination's smash animated franchise arrives with big dreams and spectacular hit songs as the ever-optimistic koala, Buster Moon, and his all-star cast of performers prepare to launch their most dazzling stage extravaganza yet. All in the entertainment capital of the world. Sing 2, rated PG, in theaters December 22nd. For more information, head over to theentertainmentanswer.com.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Well, the fog is now a thing of the past, and the temperature is warming up quickly. We're already at 55 on our way up to a high of 76 today. This is December. It's a spring-like warmth that continues today, but we know it's not going to last much longer. It is going to last through the weekend, and timing is everything. There's lots of events going on, Christmas-related, tonight, tomorrow, and through the weekend. Right now, we're looking at sunny today, not as cool tonight, low 51. For the tree lighting downtown, 64 degrees. The festivities start at 5:30. For the parade in Prattville, 61 degrees Right, 7 o'clock? Not bad for a Christmas parade at night. There's been a lot of cold ones. Tomorrow, some morning fog. Otherwise, a warm, dry day. Mid-70s Saturday. Mid-70s Sunday, still dry. And then chance of a shower late Sunday night. Hey, we do need the rain. We're starting to get pretty dry. And looks like showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two are likely on Monday, start of a wet and active weather week. So all of this will soon be a thing of the past. Enjoy it while it's here. Right now this morning with sunshine, it's 55 at 9:06.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. How you doing?
Everything's good. Yeah, it's good. We're going to, you know, like I said, we're going to do the parade tomorrow and,
nice.
And get together with some friends at lunch this afternoon. What's going on in your world?
We're just going to do a normal Friday show.
Yeah.
There might be a Jack Campbell appearance. I don't know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I had a chance to talk to that gentleman for a good 20, 25
nice.
Minutes yesterday.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, he's a good guy, ain't he?
He is. And he's...
He also, though, with all the people he loves, he's uses such hateful language, don't you know?
Well, colorful.
Yeah,
colorful.
Yeah, that might be.
I'm not going to say hateful. He does say colorful things. In fact, that's the first thing out of his...
Yeah, oh, pretty much, yeah.
That's how you know he loves you.
Well, I'll put it this way. If you didn't know the guy, you'd be like, what did I do to you?
Yeah. But if he doesn't say that and you know him, you're like, what'd I do to you?
Right.
He's a funny guy. He's also has more friends...
I know.
...than anybody... Yeah. I have ever met.
Right.
So he is friend wealthy.
See, I don't have a lot of friends.
I don't either. If you have one or two good friends, then right. that's a big deal. But he's got a lot. All right, so there's the newspaper.
Oh, thank you.
Chase? Ooh,
big, thick Friday edition.
Chase, I saw that thing.
We got to get a tire on the car, Chase, here in a little while.
Yeah,
and,
buddy.
Yeah. And then we'll go to the park. You want to go to the park, Chase? Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Two paws up.
Yeah, nice. Two paws up.
Well, I'll see all right, you. Guys. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend.
And bye, Chase. Have fun at the park.
It'll be beautiful. Say hello to the ladies, Chase.
News and views will begin officially here in mere moments.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Authorities are on the lookout for William Dix Jr. He's wanted for stealing pressure washers, vacuum cleaners, and computers from Lowe's and Sam's Club. Also, they're on the search for 41-year-old Ellen Barkley. She's also known as Ellen Grayson. She's accused of burglary and theft. It happened between September 25th and October 5th, between midnight to 8:30 in the 900 block of Macklemore Drive. Grayson is a white female standing 5'9", weighing about 140 pounds. If you have any information on these cases, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Pike Road football team has won the 5A state championship. The Patriots soundly defeated Pleasant Grove 51-14. And the Troy Trojans have a new head football coach this morning. Kentucky co-defensive coordinator John Summerall will replace Chip Lindsey, who was fired last month after three seasons. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today. 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... You know the thing.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness, and
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
In politics, men must learn to rise above principle.
A man and a woman.
Yeah, that's smart.
Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. You're on a Friday morning. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. It's a free-for-all Friday, though we do have some great guests lined up. Eddie Bader is here.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing well. Doing well. And across the desk to my right, we're starting the show off with a great cause. And the man I hadn't seen. It's been too long. We have a Jack here. It's not Jack Campbell. Jack Temple. Jack, how are you?
Hey, great, Joey. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing very well.
First time I've been in your new studio. This is awesome.
Oh, really? Yeah. I like the move downstairs. Yeah, and it just seems cleaner and...
refreshing. Yeah.
A little brighter.
All the new equipment in here.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Right. I'm loving it. Yeah. I mean, it's become home, too. It felt odd for a second, but now you live in it enough.
Don't have to climb those stairs for those...
That's right.
Heavy boxes of oranges.
Oh, and that's what you brought in.
I did.
Time of the year.
It is. It's Christmas time. We've got Indian River fruit, got the red ruby red grapefruits, got mandarin oranges, and regular navel oranges.
Oh, yummy. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The mandarin or the smaller ones?
The smaller ones, yeah.
I like those. They're very sweet.
They're very sweet and very juicy. They're better than the oranges, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, and this is, it's not like you're just walking in here and giving us fruit. But this is going to a great cause.
Yes, yes. We're at Evangel Church over on Vaughn and Perry Hill Road. And every year we have our annual fruit sale for our missions program. And it goes to help build something overseas somewhere. So we just got back in August from Moldova.
Oh, wow.
We worked on a couple of orphanages over there. And, it was a real good time.
Great. How many years have y'all been doing this?
We started in 1980.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. The fruit sale has been going on since about 90. We've been doing that since about 1990. But mission trips, we've been going since 1980. I've been a part of it since 1985. And I've probably been on 40 trips, I guess.
Is that right?
Maybe.
Now, what type of work do you guys do over there?
Construction. Mm-hmm. Construction, yeah. And we do some ministry as well. We do some street ministry sometimes. Sometimes we have Bible programs for children. And, of course, it's That's what it's all about.
Well, and it's really taking you all over the world. Right?
All over the world. China, South Africa, Scotland, Spain, every country in South America but Colombia and Nicaragua.
Is that right?
Wow. Yep. Well, and I guess you find, especially when you're spreading the word, that, you know, there are all sorts of differences in life and amongst peoples, but really there's a common humanity there.
Yes, absolutely. They all love the Lord, and, you know, it's... you know, to be from the U.S. and to go overseas and to see how the other half lives, actually.
Right.
We live in a paradise.
Yes, sir.
And that's why everybody's trying to get here.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt.
You know, so we should stop complaining.
Right.
You know.
This is an example, by the way. It's like, in order to help the other half, as you say, we get to... gorge ourselves in this delicious fruit. Maybe gorge is the wrong word.
Right.
And why
right.
I was stumbling there.
Yeah.
But we get to have this delicious fruit, but the money goes to all these trips to help others. And this is what Americans do.
Exactly. Yeah. Americans are very giving people. I mean, mm-hmm. we outgive the rest of the world.
No doubt.
You know, yeah. But we, anyway, we're over here on Vaughan Road at Perry Hill. The fruit is $30 a box for the oranges, grapefruits, $40 a box for the mandarin oranges, and I mean they are delicious. And we're down to about half of what we started with on Wednesday.
Oh wow!
So it's going really, really well. So in fact, I probably only have about 30 boxes of mandarin oranges left.
Is that right?
But I got about 200 boxes of regular navel oranges about 100 boxes of grapefruit. So. We got plenty for right now.
So folks just need to stop by?
Stop by. You don't need to call. Just stop by. We take all credit cards, cash, check, whatever. So, yeah, it's great.
Okay. Well, folks, again, that's the corner of Perry Hill and Vaughan Road.
And Vaughan Road, yeah.
That's right.
Evangel Church there. And which entrance? Is it off the Vaughan Road or the Perry Hill?
Vaughan Road.
Off of
Vaughan Road, okay. Yeah.
I wanted to double check that so folks know exactly where they need to go.
But that's great you're having that kind of success already, that you've already sold that much. That's great.
Well, people, you know, we've been doing it, we've been there since about 1990, mm-hmm. and people call the church starting in November.
Is that right? Good deal. Right,
yeah, it's something, you know, it's like, I remember when they used to be down at Crampton Bowl. There used to be a truck parked down at Crampton Bowl when I first moved to Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
And that hasn't been for ages. But we're here now, and, you know, people expect us to be here. And
that's great.
Yeah. And even with COVID, even last year, we sold out in 2.5 days.
That's what I was going to ask you. How was last year with COVID?
We sold out in 2.5 days.
Didn't slow you guys down a bit then, did it?
It usually takes us about 7 or 8 days to sell out.
Well, and you said you're in Moldova recently. Did we say where you're going this year?
We haven't got a destination yet because there are so many restrictions. We were going to go to Spain and work on a Bible school in Spain, but everybody had to have a vaccination, and not everybody wants to have a vaccination.
Right,
we don't have the people to go. So, but there are a lot of countries: Honduras, Panama, Costa Rica, Colombia, that don't require vaccinations. So,
okay. It's in the works.
To go to Moldova, we had to have a negative test going and coming. So while we were there, if anybody got COVID, they would have had to stay there
a little longer then, huh?
Yeah. But fortunately, you know, we did. Nobody got COVID.
Good.
Nobody got sick. It was, you know.
Thank God.
Don't get me started on this.
Well, what you're doing, though, is truly God's work. I mean, you're raising money, and you're able to go out and really spread the word, and as well as do, you know, good things for the communities. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. So what particular fruit are you partial to personally, Jack?
Grapefruit.
The grapefruit?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, put a little salt on it.
Mm-hmm. Salt?
Yeah. Oh,
I don't think I've done that before.
Oh, you got to try it. It just kind of heightens the flavor.
Do you go at it with a spoon?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
right. Cut it in half.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's my favorite.
And you said you have 100 boxes of that left.
Yeah, yeah. I got about 100 boxes of grapefruit, got about 200 boxes of the navel oranges, and I only have about 35 boxes of the mandarin oranges. Yeah. And those are the sweetest, juiciest ones.
Wow. Yeah.
Nature's candy, so to speak.
I brought you some, Joey.
Oh, thank you for that. Nice.
You know, and I miss Dan. I gotta say, Dan Morris, I love you. I wish you were here. I miss you being here, and I know your listening audiences misses you being here.
I got a little note about him just yesterday, and he's doing well. He's just laying low to, you know, to recover and stay healthy. You know.
I got a text message from him the other day, and he says he's doing well. And
yeah, but so keep up the prayers, folks. And I miss it too, Dan. But this used to be the tradition every year on Dan's show, and it's. I'm glad you reached out to me.
And he's so gracious. So, good deal.
Well, again, all folks. Right. Evangel Church there at the corner of Perry Hill and
Vaughn Road.
Enter on Vaughn Road, and you just got to show up.
That's right.
And they can any form of payment.
You can't miss us. We're out there. We got the mobile attics out there with all the fruit out in front of it. Yeah. So you can't miss us.
Well, thank you, Jack, and good seeing
you. Thank you, Joey and Eddie. Very much.
Yeah. We're going to do a real quick reset and come back. More news and views from 9 till noon after this.
Yeah.
Season to be sailing. And that's just what the whole crew from the Health and Wealth Show is going to do. On Saturday, December 18th, we'll all meet dockside at the Harriet 2. We'll start boarding at 2 and depart at 2:30. Elvis will be there. Santa Claus is going to be there. This Christmas extravaganza is coming down your chimney on Saturday, December 18th. So mark your calendars. And if you need more information, you can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Now, I know what you're thinking, and yes, this is my real hair. The other thing you're thinking is, how much does all this cost? Well, what do you think it'll cost? A boat ride on the Harriet 2? Santa Claus? Elvis? Food from Chappie's Deli? Well, here's my old buddy Broadway Joe to tell you how much it costs.
It's free!
So come see us Saturday, December 18th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right there on the Harriet 2, because 'tis the season to be sailing. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 or visit MrHandyman.com for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update fixtures, replace doors, paint cabinets, install tile, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, pressure wash, clean gutters, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call Mr. Handyman at 219-8599.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Folks, I can smell these oranges and grapefruits. These mandarin oranges especially are something special. Y'all got to check that out, and it is for a great cause. Like your Jack Temple say, doing math up top of my head, 40 plus years? It's incredible. It is a really great cause. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. And first, let's start off with the silly. Another little gaffe. from the President of the United States. Because, you know, soon, I believe today, there's going to be the tree lighting ceremony. Excuse me, I don't know why I go into that voice. Down at the Alabama Capitol. The 36-foot red cedar from Bullock County is going to be lit up. It's been decorated over the course of the week. And so Alabama's going to have its own ceremony. I don't know the exact time, but I'll double-check that in a little bit. But last night, apparently, the Bidens lit the Christmas tree on the White House lawn. You know, pomp and circumstance. You know, if, by the way, if all presidents did was the pomp and circumstance, if essentially Joe Biden was like the queen, but like the Queen of England, oh, hello, hello, but instead was just a president and all he did was ceremonial stuff, like go to the tomb of the unknown soldier. This being December, what is it today? December 3rd, and coming up, visit Pearl Harbor. Light the Christmas tree. Tell stories of great Americans accomplishing great things. I would be fine if that's all presidents did. In fact, I think that's when they're at their best, when they get out of the way and they tell the stories of Americans without an underlying political agenda. But unfortunately, there was a little bit of a hiccup when introducing the Bidens, Joe and Dr. Jill, last night. And LL Cool J, I believe, was the MC or something like that. You remember LL Cool J, right? Let's listen in to how this all went down.
This honor to welcome our literal host, the actual host for this very American celebration, President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden.
All right, so I don't know how well you can hear that, but let's welcome President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden. And the band's playing. Everybody's standing up. It's like, where are they at? Like, Mr. President.
Did he enter the wrong room?
Like, you can see, like, Mr. President, where are you at?
How frantic do you think it's going on behind the scenes right now, Joe?
I mean, the production's great. Look at the lighting and the crowd and the backdrop.
You have plenty of time to do that.
And that band is, oh no, where's the president? Jingle some bells there. Mr. President?
Walk towards the bells.
Mr. President? Where are you at, Mr. President? All right. There's no, it's just everybody, there's one Secret Service agent. His trench coat looks a little, you know, bulk. It's like it's bulging. I mean, he's definitely got a big vest. Like, where's the president? You can hear, like, a child screaming in the background.
Yeah.
I'm letting this play out, by the way, because this is how it happened in real time.
All right, good vibes, good vibes.
All right, good vibes.
So, We want to do it again. Not the whole thing.
No, they can do the LL.
You all stood up, very patriotic. That's wonderful. Yes, you're respecting the office. You're supposed to. Sit down again. One
sit
more
down.
Time.
No, LL. Sit down. No. We got to do this for Pop again.
You know? It'll be fun.
Oh, LL Cool J.
Things going to go well.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
That's painful.
And applause! Yeah!
And now, it's my tremendous honor to welcome our real host, our literal host for this very American celebration, President Biden and First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden.
Mr. President. Oh, there they are! There they are. Dr. Jill looks great. I don't know about Joe.
She looks like Cruella DeVille.
Sorry. No, it's like, who forgot to give Pop the upper? Sometimes they give him too much, and he gets a little like...
Oh, yeah, he does that. He gets that little energy thing going.
Yeah, like, what is it? Is that Beavis and... Yeah,
Beavis and Butthead.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes he's a little too sleepy.
Man.
That's hilarious.
How would you like to work behind the scenes?
I would not.
And they're
I
leaving.
Would not like to do that.
I don't know if you noticed, but they're leaving.
No, like, and you were out of the room. But do you agree that if all presidents did was pomp and circumstance, like if presidents were like the queen, and then we actually had like some bean counter administrator really run things, like a prime minister does.
Right.
But, you know, instead Joe Biden could walk out and go, hello, hello, I'm president.
Or I would like that more than what he's doing now.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be much better.
I think the Queen of England has more sensibility about herself than Joe does.
Sure. But they can't even get the pomp and circumstance right.
No. Well, off air, I'll show you a video of Jill Biden reading to some children at the school, and one of the children
in particular.
No, it is.
Yes, it is fake.
How do you know it's fake? Were you there?
You can hear it spliced in. No. I saw that thing.
No.
You can't fall for fake stuff, Eddie.
That's real, Joey.
What's real is that Joe Biden crapped his pants at the Vatican.
And if you remember, when that first came out, you were a little hesitant. I had to be the one to keep telling you that actually happened.
Right.
A week later, you bought
it. Well, they told him they actually had the lost documents from the Library of Alexandria. It was supposedly all burned down. He's like, I get to find out where Atlantis is. You'd crap your pants, too.
I crapped my pants.
Yeah. Hitting the hard-hitting topics here on News and Views on a Friday. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Jonathan Strange will be joining us in the 10 o'clock hour, and Jack Campbell should be too.
That is so soon. Awesome.
And then Ray Mellick of 1819 News, he is their editor-in-chief. And I was looking at 1819 News this morning, and it's simple as the actual write in the numbers, 1819news.com.
Right.
And number one, it's the 80th anniversary of the CAP, the Civil Air Patrol, here in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And I had to call up my grandfather because I said, how long did you work with him? When he was in the Air Force, 10 years, but working with CAP. I think retired as a lieutenant colonel, and then another 16 years. And he just said on the phone, I can't think of too many other folks who said their last 26 years of their working career was a dream.
Yeah.
Like, he had a great gig there. And he did not know. 80 years of
CAP
there.
His last, let's see, when he did his four or six years in Alaska, he was Air Force, but he was with Civil Air Patrol.
Right.
And Civil Air Patrol up there goes out almost daily looking for folks. It's they're very busy up there. Very busy.
So that was a cool bit of news. But also Brandon Mosley, who's now writing for 1819 News, fantastic reporter. He has a piece out today that is about, well, I'll just read the headline. Some lawmakers want to axe the food tax in Alabama.
I saw that. I've been wanting that forever and a day.
Yeah, I was going to say, just off the headline, I agree. Anytime you get rid of a tax, Joey is very happy.
Yes.
I'm not satisfied. It's going to take a lot to satisfy me, all right? Just letting you know.
All right.
I'm talking about government policy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the write-up from Brandon Mosley of 1819 News. Food prices are climbing, directly impacting Alabama families, particularly the poor and those on fixed incomes. Two legislators on Thursday told 1819 News that they are introducing legislation to help those families by repealing the state's 4% tax on groceries. I didn't know it was 4%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. State Representative Mike Holmes. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Good guy. He wished me a happy birthday, by the way.
Huh.
Appreciate that, Mike. He told 1819 News that he, Mike Holmes, has taken two bills that were previously introduced in past sessions and is combining elements of both in a new bill that he plans to pre-file ahead of the 2022 Alabama regular session. State Representative Patrice Penny McClammy, Democrat from Montgomery, told 1819 News that I am pre-filing a bill to repeal the food tax. This is one of the first things I intend to do. So we got a Republican and a Democrat working together on this. I think it's
a great
beautiful
idea.
Thing. Yes. We got to get rid of it. Now, McClammy is the daughter of the late Representative Thad McClammy, who died earlier this year. Penny won her father's seat in the special election that followed. Holmes said of McClammy, her father fought that battle for years, referring to repealing the tax on food. State Representative Charlotte Meadows, how you doing, Charlotte? Said she supported a similar bill by former State Representative John Knight, who was a Democrat from Montgomery. The state has received a record amount of revenue in 2021, and 2022 budgets are bigger than the 2021 budget. The legislature is already talking about supplemental appropriations for 22, as revenues are greater than projections thus far. If not now, when? asked Charlotte Meadows. Yes, there could be problems further down the line, but there will never be a better time to do it. State Senator Tom Watley, he's from Auburn, said, well, it's been discussed for years. McClendon, State Senator McClendon, it goes down the line. Seems like everybody's on board.
They're always on board, but my understanding is that you can't take away a tax unless you've got a way to replace the revenue.
No, that's wrong.
I agree 100%.
That is completely wrong.
I agree with you, Joey, 100%, but that's what it always seems to boil down to. And I don't agree with that. And with this tax, are they going to take it off like unprepared food, or is it on all food? Like fast food, all that?
I think it's just going to be on groceries.
That's what I hope it is, because I don't have a problem with the tax on the fast food and that. I don't have a problem with that at all. That would be a huge cut into our revenue stream.
Well, you know me. I don't want any tax.
Right. But on groceries, it's ridiculous, man.
Well, I'll put it this way. I can abide a use tax.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about that.
For, like, roads or anything you use. Mm-hmm. Like, the fee we get for our garbage pickup, for instance. Yeah, not the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. But I'll say, because it's always, you know, the old joke, how's your wife? Well, compared to what? So I'll take a use tax, like a garbage fee, compared to, say, an income tax.
Right.
I think it's the principle of the matter. And I think even a sales tax when you go and buy something is much better.
You have to have food to live. They're right. Taxing you to live.
Right, but I think it's unconscionable to say, well, you worked all year, and we get a cut of the fruits of your labor. No. That's why I am doggedly against any occupational tax here in Montgomery.
Agreed.
I think you should remove the income tax from Alabama and start competing, by the way, down the line. We're getting our butt kicked by Florida, by Tennessee, by Texas. We're always, again, compared to what? How's your wife?
Compared to Mississippi.
Yeah, we're better than Mississippi.
Woo-hoo.
I don't know. Have you seen what Tate Reeves has been up to? Tate, how you doing? My favorite governor. And it's not for any serious reason. I just like that name. Tate Reeves.
Love you some Tate.
And then you see him, and it's like, I went to college with that guy.
Right.
I mean, not literally, but he looks like a guy I went to college
Several
with.
Several frat guys.
You know? Like, you'd see him tailgating. What is the name of the tailgating place down at Ole Miss? I've never been to Ole Miss for a game.
Hold on. I'm trying to pull it up on my Rolodex.
It's got a fancy name.
Yeah, right? It does.
I've forgotten.
No, it shows how big. Hotty Toddy now is all I got in my head.
But I love this idea. Let's remove the tax. And it seems like it has bipartisan support here locally. I'm all for it. Let's do it. 272-9228.
What's holding us up? What do you see that'll hold us up from doing this?
Some folks be like, you need to replace the revenue.
But
it's like, why'd you use that tone of voice?
But we are taking in more revenue now than ever before.
Mm-hmm. And so, I believe the Democrats up in the Congress, mm-hmm. in the federal government, when they did the latest CARES Act money, Recovery Act money.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to add this legal restriction that you couldn't take the money and then reduce taxes. They wanted to control what states could do. It had to be to up budgets or spend the money on a particular thing. You couldn't use it to shore up a certain structural element and then lower taxes. I think the legal fight on that was won by states that, no, we'd like to be able to do what we want with our money.
Right.
Now we'll see. So with plenty of money coming in, and also Alabama did pretty well compared to what, again, other states in terms of tax revenues last year because we didn't shut down our whole darn economy. So I'd love to see that happen. Now, also in the states, like, well, I want to cut. It's always some stupid horse trade in the state, and we'll see what happens going forward. And also, job numbers came out today. Did you see this?
Yeah.
It sounded like Jay Leno. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
You're a lot better looking than Jay Leno. Don't take that the wrong way.
You and Judge Napolitano. No, but expectations were what? 500,000 something jobs?
Yeah.
Well, it turned out it was about 210,000 added. Yeah, very much missed the mark in this regard nationwide. So things are slowing down, and this is before the Omicron variant scare. What a mess.
How is our unemployment so high when we've got all these jobs available?
Because of all the shutdowns and restrictions and also interventions into the labor market. Like, we have shortages here in that there are plenty of open jobs, people not going to work them, well-paying. It's not like minimum wage at fast food. These are really good-paying jobs available even in the Montgomery River region area.
I've got a customer that works for McDonald's, him and his wife. So you would think, well, they're McDonald's, they're probably minimum workers, minimum wage workers. They both make $16 an hour at McDonald's. Both of them have worked there less than a year. So McDonald's and those fast food places aren't minimum wage anymore. Suddenly these people are going to qualify for a $150,000 house. But there's all these other jobs, like we were talking off air, that are coming to Montgomery. How are they going to fill these jobs? I worry about that, Joey.
Well, we'll see. I think as the little extra that was being given to labor falls off, people will go find work. But I would rather be working a job than not doing anything.
Agreed.
I've learned this.
Agreed,
so.
Yeah.
I also understand a dead-end job, you don't want to do it. But when you have a really good opportunity to build wealth and build generational wealth, you should take it. We got to hit a quick break here. We'll come back to Red Top and Bill after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me. Now, I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of nice spring-like days is not quite over yet, but next week will be very different. For today and tomorrow, high temperature will be in the mid-70s both days. We're dry, sun and cloud mix. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 51. Even on Sunday, I think we're still headed for the mid-70s, but that's the last dry, warm day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms coming in Sunday night and first half of the day on Monday, and big changes next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Lamprey, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're that smart. Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
I believe it's pronounced Socrates.
Socrates?
Yes, that's how that's pronounced.
Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top. How you doing?
Good Friday.
And I'll tell you, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day again. Let me tell you, I've had a lot of fun and I learned a lot in the past 2 days working at the commander's house, the drone instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Good things happening. I don't know if you remember a week ago, I said I was going to try to bring NASA to Montgomery.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I called Marshall Space Flight Center and talked to them about it in Huntsville, and they said I really need to call another number. So I now have the number to NASA in Washington, D.C., and spoke to them yesterday. And told them what a great city we have, the flight, first flight school. And they're still, by the way, they're still trying to get the Museum of Flight going in Montgomery. They kind of petered out. And the project has dropped to the side, but it really needs to get going. It will be a great impetus for NASA to come here. On top of, we have a planetarium.
Right.
And I do have one in Huntsville, but, you know, we're right for the picking right here. So things are moving along. And as a matter of fact, next week, you know who I'm going to call, my friend?
Who?
SpaceX.
Okay. Yeah, you get in touch with Elon for me.
He owes me $20.
Yeah, pardon me?
Elon owes me $20. I bought some of his stock and it went down.
I have a feeling you'll get it. But I think it's a lot of possibilities. I have a lot of aspirations and expectations for this city. It's really got a lot to offer. And I'm still the only person that calls up and says that, but you know what? All these people who think otherwise don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Maybe well, and also given your personality, emphasis on aspirations.
Yes. Well put. Gosh, prediction. We need to do some predictions on the game tomorrow. I say maybe Alabama about touchdown.
No, that's a different show. No, I'm not doing that here. No.
Oh, come on.
No, you don't get to come in here and start with your stupid foosball.
George is going to eat them up.
Let's eat them up. Great, guys. Go Roll Tide, go Trump. I'll talk to y'all Monday.
See you, Red Top.
Thank you, Red Top. Let's go to Bill.
Hey, guys.
How you doing,
Bill? How you doing?
I heard you talking a while ago about working and the unemployment and stuff. And, you know, there really is no dead-end job.
Really?
I've been working for about 52 years, and I can tell you that while I was working, I have been offered more jobs than anything else, because people you work around see your work ethic, see how you do things, and if they've got a business and they like the way you work and the way you do things, they'll offer you a job.
No, I agree that working is better than not working, including for keeping up skills and networking, for sure. But I don't think every place of employment, number one, has the best management or bosses, and sometimes you're not seen. I'll put it that way.
Well, everybody is not cut out to be management.
Right, yeah. Well, this is why you have a free market, and usually the places that don't have a good management don't last too long.
Yeah, or the management has to change for it to prosper.
Yes.
That's the funny thing about management. It can either grow or fail. And that's the way it should be. That's the way all businesses should be.
Well, and they're also the case of people who really make a lot of money and, you know, get to the top of a company, and they realize, spiritually speaking, like how they feel about themselves, that it's a dead end. Like they don't feel happy with themselves. And I would encourage folks like that, not in a dumb way, but go do something else. If you're miserable, even if you're making a lot of money, it's maybe not worth it.
Well, and I can tell you that that's absolutely true, because I've been in a couple of jobs like that.
Right.
Where basically I had topped out until my seniority caught up with the job that I was in, and I was looking at doing the same job for another 20 years before I could make the next step. And for a lot of people, you suddenly realize that money doesn't make you happy, nor does it buy you happiness.
Right.
I'd rather have it than not have it, because I've been in both positions. But anyway, one of the other things that I was going to mention to you was yesterday you had the judge on, Judge Napolitano, and we're talking about crime and the judiciary. I would love to have heard you ask him, how do we fix this?
Well, that's what we're getting at. Some of it is, the fact that we know about it is a start. You had Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General for the DOJ, he was the one that produced all this information the judge was going off of. And he really has been a thorn in their side at top-level law enforcement. So you start to fix it, and this is why I asked the judge, where's his hope? He said it will be judges and, say, inspectors general in all sorts of different departments, but it also has to be your legislators or your members of Congress, folks that are ready to rein in these institutions. Like, when I hear over a four-year period, the FBI's authorized, what, over 20,000 crimes for their informants or agents? I don't think that's a, oh, we made a mistake sort of thing. That is an institutional problem that has to be changed. And it's why I keep calling for what, a church committee 2.0, so to speak, a massive overhaul of top-level federal law enforcement and the intelligence agencies.
Well, you know, the FBI started, what, back in the 30s, shortly after the Depression?
Right.
And one of their biggest notoriety of cases was them arresting some of the mobsters on tax evasion.
Right.
So, basically, from its concept, it's been corrupt.
Oh, yeah. The stories of Hoover and, oh, my goodness.
So, you know, I'm almost wondering, and you know, the Democrats keep talking about the Great Reset. I don't think that's what they have in mind as being the Great Reset. Right. I think the Great Reset to them is resetting society to their norms.
Yes.
I would love to see the conservatives jump on this Great Reset as being an opportunity to reset the government to social norms.
Right.
And to civil liberties. I mean, our civil liberties, if you look at where we are today compared to where we were in the late 60s, we have no civil liberties.
Right. Well, and this is what I've been pushing for, Bill, is I think conservatives need to start to understand that they need to be just as revolutionary and over the top as the left, but still grounded in that conservative understanding of our best traditions, like our civil liberties. And a lot of it will be tearing down, in some cases rebuilding, but mostly tearing down old institutions that just aren't working for us anymore and not respecting our traditions and liberties. And I would love to see, that as opposed to, oh, let's cut marginal income tax rates. Like, that's great, but it's not actually solving the problems that really face us.
Yeah, it's, you know, you almost got to work at both ends in the whole conservative idea is that government has to be run like we run our households. If you don't have the money, you don't spend it.
Right.
If you don't know where the money's going to come from, you don't borrow it, because you've got to pay it back. And to a large degree, that's true, but at the same time, the government is so much bigger than any one household, it's really hard to compare them to that.
Well, I think it's a
great theory, but it's not very functional.
Well, but also to that point, though, the government is a unique thing from a household. But because it has more power, it is bigger, it needs to be even more careful about how it acts, because it uses force, coercion, and all sorts of other methods to take in its money. And it will affect actual households and crowd out a lot of voluntary cooperation, a lot of entrepreneurship. That's why I think the government, not even from a cost-benefit analysis, needs to be as small as possible, because it has all sorts of wicked effects, intended or not, But, Bill, I got to run. I appreciate the call, as always.
Y'all have a good...
You too, Bill.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. If you're in the market to buy some antique jewelry items, well, any jewelry, really.
Yeah.
May I suggest a one-of-a-kind antique jewelry piece, certainly, a truly unique piece?
You certainly can suggest that, Joey.
I mean, for instance, if you're going to go with an engagement ring or pop the big question around Christmas time.
Right.
You mentioned this yesterday. You know, you now have this fiance, and she's over the moon, and she's showing everybody her hand and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, she goes up to one of her friends and shows her her hand and goes, wait, I have the same exact ring.
That is from some experience I heard of. So
and this great, you know, celebratory moment becomes... Exactly. So why not go with a one-of-a-kind engagement ring? Or it could be you're just looking to treat yourself or surprise the one you love with an unexpected gift at an unexpected time. Troop Booth has an incredible selection there at Heirloom Jewelers. You can check that out at heirloomjewelers.com or just stop by their showroom at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. And be sure to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y. You'll get 10% off your purchase there at Heirloom Jewelers. And if you're looking to sell the Troop Booth, make a little extra cash, let's say, before you start buying for the holidays. Well, make an appointment. Call Troop Booth at 260-0066 or go online, make an appointment there. Show up on the appointed day and time, and Troop will look over what you bring in, give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid.
Right then and there, Joey.
That's right, Eddie. He's bought pieces for $50 a pop, you know, like the underlying value of something that might be broken.
Yeah.
Or, what, he's bought pieces for over six figures?
That right.
That's why he does it by appointment. He wants to give you the right price. Sometimes you bring in something truly unique and special, and you're going to get a big chunk of change for that. So check them out today. That's Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm a little tongue-tied today. I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Tongue swole?
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Maybe I'm just sleepy.
How's your whoop?
Yeah, it wasn't good recovery.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Just feeling a little down. But I feel good, too, though, at the same time.
Maybe you need that five-hour drink thing you did.
Yeah, maybe I just need a little more caffeine. Yeah. I'm sure that'll help.
Drugs.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We're here with David Little, and David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Y'all need to come see us. The new crop of pecans is arriving fresh daily. We've got new crop halves, pieces, roasted and salted, chocolate-covered, cinnamon, honey, Cajun, praline. We've got them all, and you know what? It's just in time for your holiday baking. If you need some pecans, come see us at Tucker Pecan. And if you know what, if pecans aren't your thing and you're looking for a gift for your family or friends, we've got those too. Whether it be jewelry, purses, necklaces, we've got it all. We've got tote bags, anything you can think of. Plus, we've got fresh local jellies, jams, barbecue sauces, seasonings. We've got them all at Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shopping for your Christmas needs. So come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-592.